On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here with us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio, filling in for the great Mark Lawrence, who is taking a very great vacation, and it's well-deserved. On the other side of the glass here, I have my producer, Rob Center. He's keeping me in line, making sure that I say all the correct things. And then in the newsroom, keeping us up to date on what's going on in Northumberland right now with the utility pole down and electricity and roads being closed and detours on top of detours. Matt Catrillo is taking care of that information for us. But right now, in front of me, I have two wonderful ladies. I have Joanne Kiefer, who is the superintendent of the Sunbury Christian Academy, and Allison Tomko, computer and career teacher over at the Sunbury Christian Academy. How are we this morning, ladies?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
No, it's my absolute pleasure. So you're in here talking about, first and foremost, we're going to get into the school and the opportunities that it presents, but you have a pretty cool event coming up this weekend. Is that correct?
We do. Actually, on Saturday, September 14th at 6:30, we are going to be hosting comedian and ventriloquist Taylor Mason. Prior to that, we are actually going to be serving a spaghetti dinner as well, and that starts at 5 o'clock. Tickets for the dinner are $8 for adults and $5 for children 10 and under.
So that gets you in just for the dinner, and then how much is it for the show?
The tickets for the show are $15 each, or $4 for $40.
Oh, well, that's a pretty decent deal.
Yeah.
Spaghetti,
yeah.
Dinner and a show.
Absolutely.
Can't go wrong with that. And I don't know Taylor Mason. Have you seen him yourself?
I have seen various clips of him, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him in person.
Excellent. And is he more adult, more children friendly? Is it both?
It's both. I believe that everybody is going to have a fun-filled event because he is just really tailored to young and senior adults as well.
Oh, that's excellent. So you say it's a fundraiser. It's fundraising for the school, obviously.
It is,
correct?
Yeah.
And is there specific projects that this is going for, or is it just for the school as a whole?
This is going for the school as a whole, as it is going to be one of several events that we have this year.
Excellent. So it says, you'll discuss your mission and your opportunity of the school. So what is the mission of the Sunbury Christian Academy? What is it that you present?
Well, our mission really is to partner with parents to develop well-educated Christ followers who positively impact their world for Christ.
Okay. It's a worthy endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Right, yes.
And I had asked, and I'll go back on that only because, everybody has their different points of view and their different things that they believe these days. This show, if somebody is a fan of puppetry, or they like spaghetti a lot, and they're not Christ followers, are they welcome to come to your church?
Of course.
And enjoy this event.
Absolutely. We would love anyone to come from the community. Gives us an opportunity just to share what we have to offer there at the school and also at the church.
And do you have, at your school, what kind of challenges do you see facing a private Christian school such as yours?
I would say probably some of the biggest challenges are just the fact that there's an undermining of some of the biblical-based social norms and standards. We're challenged by some legislative attacks as well on traditional family values. And there just seems to be, in general, a spiritual erosion of the Christian faith in general in the country. And so we just really strive to provide traditional family values and God-centered education through our programming.
Now, Allison, you're the computer and career teacher.
I am.
So what does that mean exactly?
Well, one nice part of my job is teaching at such a small school that has a low number of students that we have a lot of autonomy in our ability to change our courses. So the career part of it came because we have, like I said, a small number of students we can tailor to. One of the upperclassmen's biggest concerns or interests for their future was learning more about careers and real life skills that they were going to need. So myself as a teacher, we added an administration, we added personal finance and employability skills that's into our
fantastic.
Curriculum this year.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
So as a teacher at a small school like that, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to create those classes that really fit the kids' interests, but also put them out there into the world with these skills that can last you for an entire lifetime.
No, absolutely. And as someone who has kids and who's a homeschooler, that's one of the reasons why, because I didn't feel like, personally, and I'm not attacking public schools, they do a lot of good things.
Right.
But I feel like they don't cater to the students all the time. They just kind of have to have this broad thing that they can do because there's so many public school students, whereas a small private school such as yours, you can kind of just be like, this is what we're doing, this is what our students are asking for.
And I think one of the challenges that we face, too, is that folks look at Christian education as being a glorified Sunday school, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
We are preparing our students to impact their world for Christ, but at the same time, we are preparing them to have a high work ethic, to understand the world in which they are going into. There are a lot of schools that do not prepare the students for the world in which they will be living in the next 10 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the difference, and that seems to be the push with looking at employability skills and the personal finance and career-oriented type curriculum.
Sure. And statistically, and I just know this from personal experience, like I don't have a lot of Christian friends myself. However, mm-hmm. they send their kids to Catholic schools and Christian academies mm-hmm. and things like that mm-hmm. for that very reason, because mm-hmm. it's more catered to the students.
Yes, and not all of our students are Christ followers,
right.
but we do have a biblical worldview that's part of our academics.
Sure.
However, like I said, to be able to cater to that and to add those skills in that the kids are going to need and that they're interested in, that's just such a wonderful part of our school. And to have these opportunities to open our doors, such as this Saturday with the spaghetti dinner and the ventriloquist, to open our doors and to have everybody from the community, anyone, come in and see us, see what we do. It's wonderful. It's a blessing, and it's an opportunity for everyone just to see, not to have that lack of knowledge about what our school is about.
Sure, and I swear you beat me to it. I was literally 30 seconds away from being like, and that's why you do things like this great event that's coming up on Saturday. So tell us about the event one more time and what time it is and where it is and the whole shebang.
So we are hosting a spaghetti dinner. It begins at 5 o'clock, and the tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for children, 10 and under, followed by a comedian and ventriloquist, Taylor Mason. Those tickets are for the show that starts at 6:30, and it's $15 each, or four for $40. You can call into the school and order tickets there. That number is 570-473-7592, or you can visit sunburychristianacademy.org and purchase your tickets online.
And the actual event is at the Sunbury Bible Church, which is located where?
Right across from UPS on Route 11, north of Northumberland.
Okay, that's fantastic. So call 570-473-7592 for information or to purchase tickets, or you can go to sunburychristianacademy.org. Joanne Kiefer, Allison Tomko, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining us here on WKOK
Thanks
Sunrise.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.